Hello, personal yogis. This is Carolina Herrera Flores, your author of Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga and Wellness Core Secrets, a yogi's guide for personal and ongoing life breath practice. And today we have Dorit Norhasan here with us. She is a board certified reproductive endocrinology and infertility medical doctor. How are you doing, Dorit?
Very good. Thank you, Carolina, for having me.
We are so excited you're here. You have no idea. And so, Dorit, tell us about yourself. We want to know everything.
Oh, absolutely. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself, both professionally and personally. So I was born in Guyana in South America and grew up in the United States Virgin Islands. I was then accepted to Boston University School of Medicine as part of their early medical school selection program. During medical school, we rotate through various departments of medicine, like obstetrics and gynecology and pediatrics and general surgery. And every department that I rotated through, I absolutely enjoyed. I decided to pursue obstetrics and gynecology because it allowed me to do a little bit of medicine, a little bit of surgery. Plus, I really get to take care of women and children.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed living in Boston, except it was so cold. And for a young adult from the Virgin Islands, where I grew up wearing tank tops and flip-flops, I couldn't live there forever. Mm-hmm. And so I moved to Houston to do my residency in obstetrics and gynecology. Mm-hmm. It was during my residency that we rotate through the various subspecialties, including things like GYN oncology, where we study cancer of women, and maternal fetal medicine, where we study high-risk obstetrics, and also reproductive endocrinology and infertility, where we study infertility and how to manipulate the reproductive system to help someone get pregnant. It is during my rotation in reproductive endocrinology and infertility that I did find my true calling in life. And so I pursued a subspecialty training called a fellowship in reproductive endocrinology and infertility at New Jersey Medical School. After fellowship, I stayed in private practice in New Jersey for 3 years and have been in private practice in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for about 8 years.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you are one of the very many, and that is amazing because you have got this special skill and you have a book, a few books, right?
Yes, I do. I have two books out, Miracle Baby, Fertility Doctors Fight for Motherhood. That book is a memoir of my life story and what it's like to be both a doctor and a patient. So what makes me unique is that I have been both the doctor and the patient, and I truly can see things from both sides of the exam table. So I met my husband much later in life, and we needed help getting pregnant. I personally have undergone 5 rounds of in vitro fertilization. So that's IVF, mm-hmm. And an IVF cycle involves each cycle involves taking multiple injections daily for about a week and a half, and then undergoing a small procedure to remove those eggs that grew in response to the injections. Because my husband and I were much older when we underwent these procedures, it took us quite some time to make a good embryo. And we did what's called pre-implantation genetic testing, aneuploidy screening. So that's testing the embryos to see if they have the correct number of chromosomes or gene regions. And so it took us about 5 rounds of in vitro until we finally got one good euploid embryo. Mm-hmm. That embryo was subsequently transferred to a surrogate, and it's because of my surrogate's kindness that I am a mother today. So that book that we were talking about, Miracle Baby, that book is a memoir of what it was like for me going through all these in vitro cycles and the roller coaster of wanting to have a child but couldn't have a child, and the excitement and the hope of, well, maybe this one cycle is going to work, and then the disappointment at the end of that cycle that it did not work, and finding the courage to move on to the subsequent cycle. The Miracle baby book, there's also a second parallel story in that book. That the parallel story is my personal life story of what it's like to be the daughter of immigrant family and grew up in America to subsequently become a school physician. It's a book of hope, essentially, a book of perseverance, love, and you'll laugh sometimes and you'll cry sometimes when you read the book, but in the end it's a book of inspiration through reading my personal life story and also reading my struggles to have a child. The second book that I wrote is called The Fertility Manual, and what I wanted to do is I've noticed over the years is that it's all the information we give to patients, it's incredibly overwhelming, and I wanted to write a simple book that was easy to read that just kind of explained the nuts and bolts of fertility. I did not want to write a 1,000 page manual just sat on someone's desk accumulating dust. So what the fertility manual does, it describes things like, what is infertility? How do you know you actually have infertility? And if you do, when should you go see the doctor? Okay, you've made that appointment for the doctor's visit. What should you anticipate at that first visit? You go to the visit and they give you lots of testing that you have to do. Well, why is all the testing important? And then there's a chapter on treatment options. How do you know which treatment option is right for you? There's also a chapter in the book on donor egg, donor sperm, and surrogacy, because sometimes you have to borrow an egg, sperm, or in my case, a uterus to have a child. The book also has a chapter on recurrent pregnancy loss, because there are women who are out there getting pregnant but losing the pregnancies, and so they don't experience having a child, and to some degree, it's incredibly traumatic for them because they get the hopes of their anticipating a child and then they lose the pregnancy. So there's a chapter dedicated towards recurrent pregnancy loss. And then the final chapter is a chapter on the psychological component of infertility. Infertility can be incredibly stressful. You and I were talking earlier on that it can lead to a lot of anxiety and depression. And so that last chapter addresses this. And you and I were talking earlier on in the show about breathing techniques and yoga and how you see people who are stressed out also. And so that last chapter addresses stress and infertility. And really the goal of this book, The Fertility Manual, the book was not designed to give actual medical advice, but really it was designed to equip patients with just basic fundamental knowledge in infertility that they need to understand the language and then go ask their doctors the right questions and essentially take control of their own health.
Right. It's such an interesting topic because there's so many things that you can do. Like, for example, asking the right questions, being prepared, going to your doctor's appointments and then hoping for the best and keeping positive. And so thank you for putting your expertise and everything so nicely in these two books. So Miracle Baby is a memoir of your own life story into motherhood, and the Fertility Manual, which is a reproductive manual for basically going and understanding what you need to know before you go into your doctor's appointments or after, or it's just nice to have some sort of workbook, right?
Yes, exactly.
Nice. So I know that you mentioned your life story and in your books about love and keeping motivated, and what would be your best nugget for someone that's undergoing something like this, that's trying personal yoga, that's, they're trying everything, counseling, therapy, you name it. And they still struggle with motivation and hoping for the best and staying positive. What would be one golden nugget that you can leave us with?
So the one golden nugget I can say is to do something to reduce your stress, but that something has to be something that you enjoy. So for some people, yoga is something that helps them reduce their stress. For others, it's walking or reading a book or acupuncture. Another big component in terms of reducing stress is also joining support groups. There are a lot of online support groups that are available. There are local support groups on Facebook where you can be in contact with other people who are struggling to have a child. And it's nice to know that you're not the only person struggling with this, because infertility can feel like an isolating scenario. And so being in contact with other people and knowing that they're undergoing the same types of feeling, maybe undergoing the same types of treatments, bouncing ideas, and joking about it sometimes with someone who's actually going through what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. But also by joining these support groups, you can find people who've already undergone the treatments and have a child, and now they're on the other side of things, and they can tell you there truly is hope at the end. You just have to keep going and keep going, and somehow find the courage to move on to the next step. So those would be my two big nuggets: one, support groups, and then two, finding something that you enjoy doing.
Yes, you're a wealth of information too. Also, if you want to get in contact with Dr. Noor Hassan, you can visit her website at www.noorhassan.com. I will post her link in bio. And she's also on Facebook as Dorett MD. That's DORETTEMD. Instagram, Dorett MD, and Twitter at Dorett MD. Dorett, thank you so much for being here. We are super, super happy that you're here. Now, I do have this one question. Just because we're in COVID-19 and those of us that are mothers and fathers, you know, we want to hear how we want to keep our kids healthy. And so what would be a tip? What would you say if a five-year-old came to you and asked you about being healthy?
Well, there's numerous things to do in terms of being healthy outside of COVID-19. First, having a well-balanced diet filled with antioxidants. Antioxidants are good at combating what's called free radicals, and free radicals damage our cells. So foods that are rich in antioxidants includes berries, dark chocolates, pecans, spinach, beans. And then the other thing is finding something that you enjoy doing in terms of exercise. Here in Texas, just recently, gyms have reopened. That 2.5-ish months, you can run outside, ride your bike outside. Things that I do at home, using my yoga mat at home. I also use big jugs of laundry detergent as weights, and that's how I did my strength training in terms of COVID-19. And it really just finding the positives in everything. So during this time of COVID-19 and when we had the shelter in place order, I took advantage of that time to get to spend that time with my son. Because I'm a busy professional, I don't get as much time to spend with him. So we worked on our coloring and, taught him different colors. And so really it is just trying to see the cup half filled in terms of making the best of your experience. And then in terms of your health and safety, doing things like wearing a mask when you're outside, washing your hands frequently, trying to not touch your eyes, nose, and mouth, and just staying as healthy as possible. While there's no 100% way of completely eliminating COVID at this present time, just taking those precautions in terms of good hygiene can certainly decrease your chances of contracting the COVID-19 disease. And at some point, fingers crossed, there'll be a vaccine or a treatment that's very good. But until then, the best thing you can do is prevention.
Perfect. Yes. Ma'am. All right, everyone. So thank you so much for listening to us in this very amazing conversation on infertility, your personal yoga, and staying healthy during quarantine times. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Dorit, for being here. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.